everybody. Oh, God.
What did you do?
Let's just start that intro again, because I wasn't even recording in the beginning, so we may as well.
Okay. So, hey, everybody. Welcome to Desto Prod's Anything Cast Live here on All Games Radio. I'm your host today, man. Jumper today, we have Bowie on.
Hello.
And Jax.
Hey.
As well as their drinks.
Yay! Yeah!
So, if we sound a bit different today, it's because we are all in the same room. Yeah, before we were recording this from parts unknown, throughout four corners of the world, and now we're all on one couch, one mic, one very small, very humid apartment.
And yeah, we can't run the air conditioner while we're doing this.
Because
you see what we give up for you people?
Yeah.
We give up our air conditioning.
You won't even give us the courtesy of donating to our Indiegogo. Which, coincidentally enough, only has 3 days left, so please contribute generously to destroprods.com/Indiegogo.
Anyone that gives $1,000 to our Indiegogo, I'll tattoo your name on my arm.
Yes, yeah, it's... No intro music today.
Yeah, we... Like I said last time, it's... Intro music's always fucked in the live shows.
It comes across weird, and we're trying to talk, and we don't know when, and it pops in.
Yeah. Right now I'm trying to fix a slinky.
You tangled the slinky? How do you just stop touching things?
Just stop. It's a slinky.
One end of it got effed up a bit.
Jesus, man.
I'm going to have to fix this slinky, because someone's going to be pissed if it's not fixed.
Well, I know it's not me, and it's not him, and he said someone, so I'm going to assume it's Ninja Kitty.
Yeah.
You never know. This could belong to one of my friends who cares deeply about their slinky.
Slinkies are a personal property that most people do care deeply about.
I fixed it.
You fixed it in it.
My sweat's rolling into my fucking eyeballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good with the Zobrin. We can turn on the air conditioner, but...
Alright, so that's it for the day.
If only. No. So, Shax, we were talking before about what we think Keiki Oki might be. Because Loserly mentioned it.
Yeah, he doesn't know what it is either.
He doesn't know what it is. We are trying to determine what we think Keiki Oki might be.
Keikoroki,
okay.
Obviously, it has to be where you bake a cake, right? I mean, because karaoke is where you sing the song. Keikoroki has to be baking a cake.
Well, with karaoke, you only copy the song, so do you have to copy a cake?
Like, yes.
So the cake boss will be going on in the background at the same time, you're having to make the cake exactly as he does.
And you have to have people standing around you watching you, judging you on it.
Hecht is apparently gay for cake, and I think we are all gay for cake.
I don't know, because I'm not cake. So I don't know how you can be gay for cake. You can be hot for cake.
Yeah, gay for cake would be like a cake wanting a cake.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
That seems about right.
Mm.
So this is what I'm thinking about doing later this week, if I can get my debit card to work at all. Because as it stands right now, I am broke.
Yeah, apparently American debit cards don't work in Canada.
Except it did for a while, but I guess your credit union just didn't realize you would be actually spending money here.
Well, I called and told them Thursday. It's fucked up because, like, I called them Thursday and said, hey, I'm going on vacation. I was told to call you guys and let you know that so you can put a note, you know, on my file or whatever, letting, you know, so when it comes up showing that I'm on vacation, you guys would just see that note and be like, oh, well, it's him doing it, not someone stealing it. So they're like, okay, no problem. And I was like, well, do you need to know where I'm going? And they're like, all right, well, where are you going? As if I'm, like, trying to get them, you know, like, hey, guess where I'm going, you know? But I was like, I'm going to Canada. And they're like, all right, no problem. But apparently it is a problem.
Yeah, like they wrote that on a little post-it, like stuck it on their monitor. And then when they, like, they just accidentally knocked it and it fell off.
Slipped through the desk.
My thought is that it's not so much that you're spending money in Canada. Maybe they were prepared for that. Maybe they weren't prepared for you spending money the way you were. Like, we don't expect you to go and buy smokes and whiskey.
I mean, yeah, that's a possibility. You know?
You're on vacation. What else are you going to buy?
What else are you going to do once you're in Canada other than buy smokes with higher taxes and buy some whiskey?
God, yeah, man. Looking at that price, and it was like $9.41 for the pack of cigarettes that I tried buying tonight. It's like, man, I thought it was a high price in America.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, so as it stands, I'm You know, I got whatever leftover from you gave me, which is about enough to get me a taxi back to my hotel. So hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to figure it out and somewhere within close walking distance to my hotel off on the ATM.
If you want, I should give you a bus ticket, because there's a bus that goes pretty much right from my place to your hotel.
Is it, like, right on that street?
It's right on Wellington, yeah.
Is it?
And you could just transfer over to number 2 that goes over Dundas to your hotel. I'll explain it later.
Yeah.
It might be a cheaper option for you.
It depends, because, right now you already got me lost on that. But, I'm a broke motherfucker. I could try panhandling outside.
You're a broke immigrant.
Yeah.
Derek's making comments about people taking a long time to answer a hotel room door. There are lots of reasons it could take a long time to answer a hotel room door. I mean, I've been in hotels with large groups and taking a long time to answer the door. So, yeah, I guess take with that from that what you will with your perverted mind. But
group porn.
It was more likely that I was working on cosplays or playing Magic.
The GameCube controller.
You know what I haven't done yet is look under my bed for porn magazines, because apparently there's a high percentage chance of you finding one in a hotel room. Of course, that could be just an American statistic. I don't know.
Most of the ones I go to are pretty high-end, so they actually clean under the bed.
This one does not. In fact, yesterday I was on the floor trying to find a plug, and I couldn't, but I found the top of a lighter. And under another chair, I found a lighter.
Was it missing a top?
No. So apparently there was 2 different lighters in that hotel room at one point.
Yeah, it's...
We are wearing our shirts. I briefly pulled mine up just to show Shax how fucked up I look without a shirt on.
It is terrible. It's like
a skeleton with skin on it.
It is horrifying.
Like, I mean, obviously we are all skeletons with skin on it, but not like what Bobby has.
Like, you ever play Amnesia? It's kind of like that. Yeah, see, it's like, oh my god, you, like, go behind hide behind a box and just not look at anything. Just sit there crying.
Which apparently is the best option. If you hide behind a box where the monster doesn't know where to get you and just look at the floor, it will leave you alone. I did that today. It totally saved my life.
Yeah.
All the drink stuff is here in the cooler bag.
Oh.
Yeah, I brought it to go. Yeah. I didn't want to get up every time I wanted a drink.
That makes sense, seeing that we were talking about doing that.
Yeah.
That's like the elevator in my hotel. I got on it today. And there's this girl that was already on it. And I look and there's no first floor on it. But I'm like, which one's for the lobby? She was like, this one here with an L. I'm like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Like when we were up at Anime North, we went into a... So we had the hotel. It was like 17 stories, and no 13.
Really?
None of them have 13.
Which is retarded.
Yeah, that's so stupid to me. How that superstitious effect is with people so far that they're willing to claim there's no 13th floor. I mean, like, look, they could say that it's not the 13th floor all they want. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can say 12 and then 14. But if there's no 13, that 14th floor is the 13th floor.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Well, it's that, like, Wayside School, because actually in Wayside School, there's actually a floor that doesn't exist.
Is it just a space between it?
No, like what it is, so there is, like, so the school was supposed to be, like, one story tall with, like, 31 rooms across, but then the designer of it got the blueprint sideways, so it's, like, each floor is one classroom, but it's 31 stories tall.
Okay.
And so, but there's no 29th floor. So people are, like, walking up, they start, like, the 30th, they go to the 28th, and then whatever they were supposed to be doing on the 29th, it happens, but they don't know about it. Like, there's one kid is like, the teacher's like, hey, can you drop this off on the 29th floor? It's like, I thought there was no 29th floor. No, it'll be fine. Just, walks down from the 30th to the 28th, the papers in his hands that he's supposed to get to the 29th floor are gone, and the teacher's like, thanks for dropping those off for me.
Wow.
So the 29th floor actually doesn't exist.
That's creepy.
Yeah, so if that was most hotels where, like, the 13th floor, like, it exists, but in, like, some parallel dimension.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a couple seconds out of sync with the rest of the hotel.
I think that's bullshit.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking stupid as hell, but still.
It's crazy. Like, there was one morning when I was going to work, and I stopped at a red light, and there was this black cat running down the curbside on the street, and then it ran across the street. And then it ran even further down the curbside, and then ran back the other way. And I'm like, if I was a superstitious person, I'd probably be doubly fucked now. Or, by chance, that him running back twice, it canceled it out. So Bovey right now is making his drinks, and he's going all out about it. He's actually got a shot glass, so we know there's an actual shot in there, instead of just pouring it in like dumb rednecks like me do.
Sometimes I do that, but...
Being professional about it.
I'd be professional. I wish I had a pour spout, actually. Just to make it easier so I'm not pouring from the wide neck.
Yeah, pour spouts make that doing that a lot easier.
Yeah.
Unless, like, the pour spout's, like, really fucked up. Like, I remember one time I was bartending a wedding. Well, no, not a wedding, a Jack and Jill. Yeah, I bartend sometimes.
Jack and Jill, though? What?
Yeah, my cousin was having a Jack and Jill. It's like...
Oh, the drink. Okay, I got you.
No, wasn't it? No, it's not a drink. It's like a party type thing where the bride and groom like throw a party thing and like raise money to help fund their wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because apparently that's a thing.
I want to say that's probably maybe a Canadian thing.
Maybe. But yeah, so we... Yeah, so people ordering a lot, rye. Just every other person was rye. It was like... Yeah, I was like, I'll have a Canadian, I'll have a rye, I'll have a vodka, I'll have a rye. I'll have a rye, I'll have a rye. But yeah, but the spout and the rye was broken. Like one of the side of it was kind of fucked up so that when you poured it, like, it came out the spout, but then also just started, like, dribbling out the side. So my hand ended up getting covered in rye the entire night.
Well, at least you're not allergic to it. A friend of mine is allergic to the hops and beer. And so he can't drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
So one night, a bunch of us went out to the bar, someone spilled a beer, and he was trying to clean it up, and he ended up getting beer on a cut that he had on his finger,
Oh. And
his finger swelled up, like, swear to God, it was, like, twice the size that it normally would be.
I'm trying to get Ninja Kitty's attention. Oh, okay. Being left. Can you bring us paper towel, please?
Okay, and there was actually saw the story on a feed dump where apparently, like, a waitress in Ireland is allergic to beer. Like, she's a bartender, but she can't handle beer. Like, anytime she gets the beer, she gets, like, dizzy, sweaty, she gets hives all over. And she apparently got this because when she was young, someone poured a pint of Guinness over her head as a child.
That's crazy. That's insane. I can't believe that. I mean, I don't know how being allergic to things work. Usually it's something that you just always have, but, I mean, I've heard of people becoming allergic to something later on in life.
Yeah.
But like... Are you going to get allergic to water because when you were a child, you dumped a bottle of water on your head from a pool or something?
It's like you were baptized, then all of a sudden you're allergic to water.
I would sue the fuck out of that church.
Yes.
No, it'd be great if you were only allergic to holy water.
Yes.
That they spend the rest of their lives, the rest of your life, sorry, thinking that you're a demon.
Yeah, just like, it's like you're going to school, like all the kids... At a Catholic school, going into like the church, all the kids like doing the dunk in the finger and busting themselves. It's like I don't want to do it. It's like, do it. They just go there, just pick up your finger, start burning. It's like, oh god, oh god.
I want to address something Derek just said in the chat. That you don't get allergic to beer by someone pouring it over your head,
but you do get superpowers
as a child. If you're too young a child and you are exposed to something, you can develop an allergy to it. That is why peanut allergies are increasing, because more children are being introduced to peanuts when they're too young to handle it. If your body takes it in and it can't handle it, it now sees that as a foreign or an invasive substance, and it then reacts poorly to it. So actually, you can get allergic to beer from that happening.
I don't believe you. I don't believe... The peanut allergy thing, I feel like it's skyrocketing too fast. Like,
you can just repeat the same thing again, and think it cancels out my argument.
It does for me. Derek, you're right. I was leaning the other way for a minute there, but clearly you're right, because you repeated
yourself. Speaking of repeating, so, myself, Bovey, and Kitty, we went down to, there was this laser quest thing, laser tag thing. It was an all-nighter. Pay, $30 in advance, $35 at the door for 6.5 hours of laser tag.
Little fucking shitstorm.
Yes, there's this one fucking kid. So what usually works is You have sensors. You have like front, back, shoulders, and sensors on your gun. So then if you get shot, then you have a respawn timer. Like, you're not able to shoot. No one's able to shoot you. And it lasts for like a couple seconds, however the match has determined it to be long, if ish. Yeah, so there's this one kid who he just like fucking stalk you. Like, you take you out, and they just like start following you around and keep shooting you while you're dead. Essentially, this is the laser tag version of spawn killing.
Yeah, so as soon as you're alive, he's already shooting you, so you're dead. Even worse, he would back you into a corner, push his gun right against you, and do it. And you can't smack the fucking kid.
I love, like, how you say he backs you in the corner as if it was like a wolf or something. It's like an 8-year-old child.
Well, here's the thing. I am a 20-year-old man. I'll get back to you, Derek. But yeah, I'm a 20-year-old guy. I can't hit a kid. So if he's going to push into me, I've got no other choice but to move back.
Well, you can't hit a kid in public.
Yeah, you gotta just
or you gotta make it seem like an accident.
Yes.
Well, like, was his parents there?
No.
No parents.
He was by himself, or was he with another group?
He was with a group of kids. He was a group with five other friends.
Kids.
There was like one semi-adult there.
Yeah, he was like maybe 17, 16, I mean, maybe.
Kids are good at grouping together, especially if they're already friends. So if you were to do anything of even like kind of like put your hand on him and push him back, but like, get out of my way, they can quickly come together and be like, he just punched me in the face.
That actually did happen.
Yeah, that happened.
He was pretty much running into us, and he got hurt. I don't know, there might have been a slight shove involved.
Yeah, he was like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to say it was an accident, though, but he got
he was like,
he got hurt, and then everyone else decided to start shooting us and yelling at us, and
yeah,
that was the end of our night, and we took off all angry.
Yeah, it was like a 3v3v3 match. It was myself, Bovi, Katie, and then two other teams of those little fuckers.
Derek, you shut up and wait.
He dropped the F-bomb.
Yes, he actually did say, like, what happened was he ran to Katie, and then he took a step back, took off his, like, vest thing with the gun, dropped it, ran after her, and then told her to fuck off.
And okay. Then,
you know, he's serious.
So, quick deterrent. Derek, I'm not saying that everyone who's allergic to something got dumped in a vat of it as a kid. I am saying that it has been scientifically proven that if you expose a child to something that their body thinks is foreign at too young an age, their body can develop an allergy from it. So, it is quite possible that dumping beer, which a child would not be able to handle, over their head when they're very young could cause an allergy to the substances in beer. Stop being an extremist.
The severity of that fucking rash from your skin.
Anyways.
Wait, so actually just...
Well, like, okay.
With Derek's... Just before...
Okay.
So, Derek's thing. So, Joker falls into bad toxic waste, comes out as
the Joker.
So, what if he fell in there and that vat was just concentrated sanity and he developed an allergy to sanity? Think about it.
So, okay, my thing is going by your logic of your body seeing something as
bullshit, it doesn't, Derek. Bill Nye the Science Guy is research.
Also, sorry. Despite rumors, he is not. Bill Nye is not just an actor. He is a real scientist. I don't know exactly what he does, but he sat on many scientific panels. Also, you think that's my only source for this? Like, really? I didn't say anything.
That's all he watches.
But like, okay, look. Going by what you just said, fine. I will concede that there is a possible chance that someone pouring beer on a child's head could be a foreign substance that the body isn't used to, because it's alcohol. It's basically poison. That's why we vomit it up when we drink too much of it. But that doesn't explain the peanuts with peanut allergies, because really, I mean, would a small child have peanuts and your body's going to be like, oh, fuck that shit. That,
actually, the reason for that one is that it carries a complex protein that their bodies can't break down yet.
Okay.
And that's it. I don't even know if it worked the same for beer. I'm just saying there is precedent for a possibility. I'm not even saying it's true.
Yeah.
I feel like it's for the most part, I mean... I'm going to go on the idea of how I have always believed with the peanut allergy rising is kind of like a popularity thing. Like, everyone, like, back when Rick, what's his name from Double Dare?
Oh.
Something Summers.
Rick
I was thinking Rick Summers too. Maybe it is Rick Summers. But, like, when he was OCD back, this is, like, the, what, late 80s, early 90s when Double Dare was around? He had an OCD problem. And it wasn't like it is now. Most people, I've talked to so many people that in the last 10 years, you know, have been like, oh, I have OCD because I do this or something.
Mark Summers,
there we go.
Well, Beekman from Beekman's World, says Tiger Claw, in response to Lou's release, I guess. Bill Nye the Science Guy, that's all I know. Come on, Stan.
Oh,
Bill,
Derek Cage looks like he's responding again.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
In a bubble, like John Travolta?
Once again, you're being a total extremist here. I'm not saying that your child shouldn't be exposed to anything. I'm saying that exposing them to certain things can cause them to develop an allergy.
I mean, to a point that actually makes sense, because your body is smart on its own. I mean, that's why you get, you know, affected by certain things. The way you get affected by certain things is because your body's like, this is bad for me. You know, again, going back to the alcohol thing, that's why you puke it back up when you drink too much, because you can get alcohol poisoning.
Yes.
It can kill you. Yeah, and your body will make you puke it up in the form of, like, trying to get that shit out of you. Like, oh, I don't want this.
Yeah, Kaija has been backing this up. Like, so Kaija says, that's not true. They did a study on people that grew up with cats/dogs and found that those people didn't develop an allergy. The people that developed an allergy were the ones that didn't have pets as a kid.
Danger is different.
Also, yeah.
It plays.
Peanut allergy and pet allergy are totally different.
Yeah, that's another thing is when you're talking about allergies, there's different kinds of allergies. Like, I grew up without a pet. I mean, my dad had a dog, so every other weekend when I would go to his house, I'd be around that dog. But for the most part, my whole life, I'd never been around pets until I was in my early 20s when my mom got a dog, and I was fine.
Okay, so Derek, you're clearly not listening to me, because the reason babies aren't allergic to breast milk is because their bodies are designed to break down breast milk. They're not designed to break down peanuts. They're not designed to break down beer. They are designed to break down one thing, breast milk, and they do it very, very, very fucking well.
We need to get the fuck off this topic.
No, I like this topic, because you know, like... Really, I mean, you think about it, if you're talking about babies, a baby shouldn't have a peanut at all, because it's a hard substance. I mean, you feed a baby liquid until a certain point where you can feed a baby food, which is mush. Mm-hmm. And then from there, when they're about, what, 2-3 years old, you start feeding them pretty solid foods. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But they're still relatively mushy.
I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't know, but I mean,
you know, it's like,
still,
it's like you're not, it's not
it's
like
a
you're,
process.
Yes, so it's not like you're going to upgrade from applesauce to, like,
steak.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice, same wavelength there.
Oh, Jesus. Bobby dropped his keyboard.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Knocked over his cup of noodles.
Okay, so, yeah. Kind of knows. So we probably just stick to shit we know.
Yeah, I mean, we're all speaking off of hyperbole for the most part.
No,
of
dude, you don't give peanuts to someone who will die of it. That won't make them immune. That'll cause them to die.
So we're drinking Crown Royal Black.
I like it. I haven't had it before, and it's great.
Yeah, this is good. This is, like, going out real nice and smooth.
Oh, man.
I'd take a break to have some toast.
Okay, that's it. Allergies. Pet dander. That's a skin reaction. Completely different. Anything ingested is completely different. It depends on whether the body can break it down. It also has to do with genetics, which is why a lot of people who have, I don't know, an allergy to milk, a lot of the time their children will have an allergy to milk, because their body doesn't actually produce what is needed, because that's in their genetics.
So wait,
every allergy is different. You want me to do it allergy by allergy, I will do it for you. I know the science behind it.
Please.
Yeah, you don't want
to... Give up, audience. Give up.
See, Ninja Kitty's the one who's actually done tons of research into this. She never just goes like, oh, I heard this from a place. She researches everything herself, so... I really don't want to get her started on it.
Well, hold on real quick. My one question, when you say that pet allergies is a skin thing, so then why is it some people that have pet allergies, it affects their eyes and they're nasally
it's
and stuff?
It's something to...
I mean, would that still be considered
It's something that it causes
thing?
You to produce histamines. I don't even know how that works.
And so Derek says, don't pour that Crown Royal on a baby's head. It'll become allergic to cheap alcohol.
Cheap?
Cheap, my ass!
Cheap. Also, Kaishido, you actually made a point that is possibly valid, that kids are allergic to peanuts because of the shit they spray on them. That's also possible. It's possible that's another thing that's been added that, once again, the body can't break down well.
And then it associates it with the proteins in the peanuts,
pesticides.
And then they won't
pesticides and stuff.
It's one mic, dude.
Look, the way I see it is we're just getting to be a pussy as a society altogether with everything, whether it's whatever it is, anything in the world. You know, we're getting so sensitive to everything.
We just stopped talking diseases.
Thank God for Tiger Claw.
Yay, we have someone with sense.
Wait, well, seriously, I don't know. I don't want to say she's a smart one in the group. I mean,
yeah.
So we don't all know about allergies.
Anyways, moving on from this slippery landslide of a topic. Because I feel like this is going to end up with us being canceled. Because I'm pretty much yelling at the guy who has gotten us on this show.
Yeah. It fills him with pride, don't you know? It's his only getup.
So moving on. Please.
Yes, let's move on.
Yeah, so we're going to start doing live shit, like, other than this. No. Derek is going to find a baby and rub a Russian flag on its head so it becomes allergic to communism.
As ridiculous as that is, hilarious.
Document it. We'll see if this works.
Good way to end the conversation. That's my toes, but it needs to be flipped and put peanut butter on. But let's get talking about something.
Yeah.
So I got an idea. If I can get my money back, or you start using my money again, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo while I'm here of a Canadian flag with June 16th, 2012 on it.
Oh, I'm so touched.
Why are you touched?
Yeah, you're not Canada.
Well, yeah, he is, right? What?
He's Canadian, he's not Canada.
Well, but
Canada's invisible.
It's to remember his trip.
Yeah, and his...
That is so nice!
It's the first time I've ever been out of the country. Like, this sounds weird. Like, have you guys been outside your country?
Nope.
I haven't been. Actually, Thespian, who's not on the show yet, but she will be soon, I swear.
Derek, a tattoo with the Canadian flag? That's like getting a tattoo with the Canadian flag.
No, not a Canadian flag. I figured it'd just be like the Canadian maple leaf, you know, red one, and just have it over top of it. Have the date that I got here, which is also my birthday.
Have a Canadian,
of you said happy birthday to me yesterday.
Have a Canadian flag.
Yes, I did. After I was reminded twice that it was your birthday, because the first time I thought you were just joking.
I thought
he was joking too. Anyways, yeah, Thespian, who you'll meet, and she'll be on here eventually. She got a tattoo when she went to New York on her foot, so I guess you wouldn't be the only person who does that.
Yeah.
What was hers of, like, the Statue of Liberty?
No, it's all, like, drama-based, because she's an actor.
Okay.
Sorry, actress.
Yeah.
Sorry, award-winning actress. Apparently I'm not allowed to introduce her any other way.
Star of stage and screen.
Star of stage and screen. Multiple awards.
Derek says that getting a tattoo with the Canadian flag is like getting a tattoo of a mildly attractive woman on your arm.
That's most tattoos I've seen.
I guess that counts, right? I mean, this I mean, a mildly attractive woman?
It's better than what some of the people in this room are getting.
Getting or got, because I got a couple now.
Well, I wasn't talking tattoos, I was talking women.
Oh.
Well, yeah, so, it's probably bro on me, but fuck you. So, yeah, later tonight, we're going to be doing our first live streaming video thing.
Video thing?
Yeah, video thing.
What video?
Amnesia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to make fun of Bovi-Wan play Amnesia.
Yeah, The Dark Descent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
They actually already got some practice today.
Yeah, we just... Like, before we started this, we spent, like, a half an hour or something. Just, like, Bowie's playing it, he's freaking out, I'm just laughing at him hysterically.
I think we were all pretty much freaking out. Well, maybe you weren't, but, like, at least me and Ninja Katie were next to him also screaming.
Yeah.
That game's fucked up.
Yeah, it keeps creepy. It's scary.
Freaky ass game, dude. Yeah, we're gonna be
doing. Not own a fan. is that like a Canadian thing?
Well, yeah, so we're gonna be doing that. It's gonna be at it's gonna be on twitch.tv/deathstoreprods. Posting an actual thing on the site later. But so yeah, so Tiger Claw asks, so anything asks, it's Father's Day. What did you all do for your dads?
I haven't seen my dad in like 15, 20 years. Well, no, not that long. It's been at least 10 years at my grandfather's funeral.
Yeah.
I'll say I bought my dad a Sonic screwdriver.
I remembered it was Father's Day. I haven't told him, but I remembered.
So, I mean, I don't know, do you want to talk about how you're adopted? Do you care about that?
No, it's...
So, okay, you've mentioned before about your biological mom.
Yeah.
But you never mentioned your biological dad. Are they not together anymore? Are they together?
They were never really together. He was married at the time.
Wow!
With kids.
I also am kind of the same with my biological father. When I say my dad, I mean my adopted dad. My mom is still my real mom. Like, my biological mother, I said real, I really don't mean that, because in my mind, a real parent is not a biological parent. But, so, yeah.
Didn't you, Kitty, do you at least, are you the one person in this room
No.
We're all for broken fucking families?
Yeah.
This is like a nationwide thing.
Broken.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about mine.
All right, get the knives, it's time for a circle cutting.
God damn.
Everyone cut the person on your left.
So fuck Father's Day. Why'd you bring it up?
Damn it, Tiger Claw.
He's bringing down the whole fucking room. Yeah.
Great, I'm gonna go hang myself again. Didn't take the first time.
So what did everyone in the chat room get for their dads?
Yeah. Something's jumping off outside.
Yeah, here's some,
Everyone's dying.
Police cars. Look, I'm so glad that your guys' police cars are not, like, UK police cars. It was like, wah, 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 wah. It's fucking stupid shit.
Jesus. Shax, you're drinking faster than me. I can't have this.
Dude, like, I came to drink.
Yeah.
Came to the right country.
And you did give us small glasses, so.
Yeah.
Small glasses for a strong drink that you enjoy slowly.
Who drinks slowly?
When your parents were babies, someone rubbed a prenup on their head. Dipped him in a vat of prenup.
Oh, God.
It's great that I'm not offended by anything.
So, I mean, okay, how does it work for getting married in Canada? Like, in the United States, you know, the joke of it's a joke, but at the same time, it's actually pretty real, you know, where... divorce is expensive because it's worth it. But, like, it's so easy to get married in the United States. All you gotta do is go down to the local judge and be like, can we get married? And they're like, I do.
The only other thing is I think you have to, like, apply for the marriage registry. That's it. So there's a little bit of extra paperwork and a little bit of extra cost, but not much.
So it's about the same. I mean, it's fascinating how that works, you know, where... I mean, that's why divorce is so fucking expensive, is because they make it so easy and seem so lucrative to get married. You know, people get married, be like, oh, we get a tax benefit, and blah, 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 just easy shit. Yeah. And then you find out you hate the person that you're married to.
There's a tax benefit? I didn't know there was a tax benefit.
Subset says
50% no.
Hey, here we can get a tax benefit?
No.
Maybe not here.
Subset said 50% of marriages end in divorce. That is just good insurance.
Oh, come on, they're already taxing us like a married couple.
No!
They are. That's fun.
Yeah.
How can they do that? I mean...
Common law marriage. If you live together for a year or more as a couple, you are now a common law couple. You are considered by the government to be married without any choice in the matter. Wow. Except that there's no divorce process, so, like, it's not as binding as a marriage, but for tax purposes, you're married.
Wow.
For tax purposes, we are married.
So why doesn't all the gays that want to get married not only get married here, but then stay here, too? I mean... Mm. Like, that's crazy to me.
Well, they have to now, because, like, I heard, like, I read a thing a while ago that said, like, not sure if there's an actual thing, but, like, someone said that, like,
what if you two were only roommates and that was it?
As long as you define your relationship as roommates and you have enough bedrooms for one for each person.
Yeah.
Which we actually got to get away with it for a little while longer because we had a 5-bedroom house and 4 people in it.
Yeah.
We used 2 of the bedrooms, but
that's
the government
beautiful.
Don't need to know that.
It's beautiful. Someone has elbows. I wish I had elbows. I want
Pixelbot, I do not believe that you have elbows because you are a robot.
Yeah.
Robots can have elbows.
You are consisting of code. If your elbow is a 1, a 1, a 0, and a 1, then maybe.
John Ritter was a robot and he had elbows.
John Ritter was no such thing.
In Buffy, he was.
John Ritter? In Buffy?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, yeah. I think it was John Ritter.
John Ritter, I don't think, was in Buffy the Vampire
it was,
Slayer. That sounds ridiculous.
Was the guy from Teenage, like, Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter, that guy?
Really?
Yeah, he was.
Marriage isn't natural.
Yeah, he was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer for like one episode as a robot.
Nate, try and at least reduce the ignorance level in here by not saying shit like that.
Wait, exactly. Marriage isn't natural. Perfect. Perfect.
Can we please move on to something that won't get us lynched or canceled?
Well, who's gonna lynch us? We're not talking about. We're not black people talking about white people.
I don't know, I might take the time after this drink to look up some video links of why all this anger against gay marriage is completely ridiculous.
Please don't.
And there's absolutely no good reason behind it from a government, religious, or any other standpoint. But whatever. Go on believing what you want to believe.
You know what, I'm fine with the religious aspect of it. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is when people say, well, the dictionary says. And it's like, also do we judge our fucking laws and everything by what a dictionary says? Like,
the dictionary changes on a daily basis.
Do you want to know who wrote the dictionary? You know this.
Weber?
Completely insane guy wrote the dictionary.
No, he didn't write all of it. The best dictionary in the world, the Oxford English Dictionary, it only had one American consultant on it. And then they wanted a launch party for all the authors to come together and be in the same place with the Oxford English Dictionary. And they contacted the guy from the U.S. and he's like, I can't come. I can't leave the asylum to go there.
Us Americans.
Yeah.
We're crazy.
Used to be.
Okay, can we please get off?
Yeah, let's get off this subject. And I'm really not going to bring people's personal ideals into this. So it's cool to be. Oh, Derek just asked the question I wasn't going to ask.
God damn it.
What was that? If we're white? He said something about lynching. What did he ask? I can't read that.
Yes. Alright, you know what? Yeah, we're moving on from this topic.
Yes,
no,
please.
We like to be somewhat controversial. Only somewhat. We're not getting into this.
I want to be very controversial. Kill Whitey.
Oh my god, this is hilarious.
No. Just stop trying to make us go down that road.
Well, let's go down.
Thank you, Topher Brink. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I gotta assume, you know, I can't read the chat room from here because I'm a blind motherfucker, but I gotta assume this is the most responsive we've had to a podcast yet.
Yeah.
And while that's great, like I said, we like to be controversial, but not this controversial.
Yeah.
So, Lone Survivor.
How do you like that game?
It's starting to get scary.
So, okay, I'm gonna point this out. I was very intrigued by this game, Lone Survivor, to the point that I wanted to play it. And it's only $10, but I heard from a reliable source, Jonathan Holmes, not to name drop, that the guy that made it was very willing to give out review codes.
Which he was.
So I told Deadman, you should see about getting a review code. And he did. Deadman got a review code. But he didn't give it to me. He kept it for himself.
But you never said get a review code for me. You could have just said, hey, what's the contact info for Jasper Burns so I can get the fucking copy of this game?
No, it's cool. It's awesome. But it was just like, it was funny because in my head I was thinking, can you get a review code? Thinking you'd get it and be like, yeah, he gave me one. Here you go. But you're like, yeah, so I'm going to be playing this. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, so
And it's only like a $10 game, so I mean, I have no problem with buying it.
Or you can get it for $1 in the Humble Indie Bundle 5. Along with Amnesia the Dark Descent.
Actually, Amnesia... I want to say those games... Amnesia... Psychonauts... Bastion and something else.
Limbo's on there.
No, so Amnesia, Psychonauts, Sword and Sorcery EP.
Meat Boy.
Yeah, like Bastion. Yeah, so Bastion, Meat Boy, and I think Braid. Those are the ones you get if you beat the average.
No, you have to beat the average to get Bastion.
Well, I know Bastion's on that, and I know Amnesia's on that, but I think Meat Boy's on that too.
Meat Boy, Braid, and Bastion are the.
Because there's four and four. Four of them that you get for whatever price you want. Then you get four additional ones that come with the if you pay over the average. And that's why I did
the average.
The last time I looked, the average was like 8-something. And I'm like, fuck, man.
Oh, okay, so.
It was 837 for me to beat the average.
Yeah, so Sword and Sorcery, Limbo, Amnesia, and Psychonauts are what you get, or what you got if you had just paid whatever. But if you had beaten the average... Then Bastion, Lone Survivor, Braid, and Meat Boy were what you got.
Yeah, and the only two games on there that I'm actually interested in playing in is Lone Survivors and Meat Boy. And so I was like, I don't want to pay like $10 for that.
And Humble Indie Bundle 5 is over.
And it's over now, yeah.
Yeah, it... God damn it, Derek.
I have to make this true now, I'm sorry.
Oh, please don't. Please don't.
No.
Oh, yeah. No. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
I was almost there, and then I stopped.
I'm fascinated by the way your stomach goes inside, and mine doesn't, and this is weird to me.
I can really forget. Look right there.
That's so weird. What are you doing to yourself?
Watch this spot.
I'm watching it. Looks like an alien's going to pop out of this for a second. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
I have a hideously deformed rib cage, for everyone out there, just to know.
It really is terrifying.
By hideous, he means an alien ripped out of it 10 years ago. Probably because I was allergic to peanuts.
I flushed it out with peanut butter.
You say this peanut butter jelly town, bitch?
Sorry, why are... Oh, I see. Okay, so apparently because gay people like fashion, shirts are gay, so us having our shirts off would make us less gay. I like this logic.
That kind of makes sense because, you know, like, back in the day at school, you'd play shirts versus skins.
Well, so, Mako in the chat, apparently when you're installing the OS, you gotta remember to save your Super Meat Boy save games because, I guess, they installed new OS and lost all their progress in Super Meat Boy. And... I am so sorry for you.
Who did? Who lost it?
Mako. Like, so... Meat Boy... It's hard to put into words. Meat Boy is one of those games where... You can play for hours and hours and hours and only progress 2 levels.
See, that sucks.
Yeah, and... But that's one of the things that make that game so great. It's like... When you finally do beat that thing, like you just play the entire thing over and over and over again, and I just be like so frustrated, like, oh.
I mean, because I was saying, I don't know, Jesus Christ, I'm trying to remember if I was telling you guys about this. When, I've been having troubles with Skyrim crashing on me.
Yeah.
And I was telling you guys how I was just walking for like a half hour, just finding different places, killing bandits, and just walking. And then Skyrim crashed on me right to my fucking desktop, lost all that fucking progress. To me, that's infuriating. Now, does a game like Meat Boy, because you're expecting that kind of result, make it so it's not as painful when you lose that? Like, you sit there for 2 hours, and then the next thing you know, you're like, I've only got one level.
No, like that... That's kind of the thing of, like, when you have, so put your Meat Boy in my Skyrim, but I'm... Nice one, Derek. But yeah, so, when you're, so you can be on one level and just play it for, like, 2 hours, and it just gets so frustrating. Like, I actually almost put my head through a wall trying to beat one level of Meat Boy. And just pure frustration. But then when you finally beat it...
It feels good.
It's almost euphoric.
Right, and this is what everyone says about challenging games, is the more challenging it is, the better it feels. once you finally beat it, but... I mean, for the most part, for me, I play video games just for a story to be told, you know, like the Uncharted games and stuff like that. I mean, and I do like games just for the gameplay, and I do like the challenge and stuff like that, but games like Meat Boy make me want to spit on TVs and controllers and break stuff, and I haven't even played the game yet.
Yeah, that... Meat Boy is definitely not for everybody. Like, I'm pretty sure the game's not even for me. Because I broke a controller while playing Meat Boy.
See,
now Meat Boy, it's been in more than one of the Humble Indie Bundles, right?
I think it's been like, I think this is either second or third.
So I think I've actually bought it twice. Because I got Humble Indie Bundle 4 and 5. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you've kept track of all the games in the Humble Indie Bundle, I haven't. Because what I've got the Humble Indie Bundle for, which by the way was a present from Shax. I'm not sure how much he spent on it. Probably wasn't much.
No, because we started early with that, because I got it for both of you for a Christmas present. It was like,
yeah, it was like
less than $5, I think.
Yeah.
Because I got you guys the average. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I haven't played a lot of the games from that because I didn't have a very good computer. Then my computer died, which was the most frustrating thing to happen to me in the past 6 months. And now I've got a new computer that can do a lot more. I bought the Humble Indie Bundle 5, so I probably have that game twice, if I'm right. I might be wrong. I haven't looked at the Humble Indie Bundle 4 recently.
Yeah, so...
And I haven't touched it yet.
Yeah, so Meat Boy was just part of the standard pack-in for Humble Indie Bundle 4.
Okay.
So is there? Yeah, I haven't touched it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like another game that's kind of like that was also part of the Humble Indie Bundle was VVVVVVV.
Ooh, I heard that was kind of a cool game, but maybe annoying.
Yeah, so... So, is this game where it's all done like pixel art. Everything is retardedly pixelated. And so you are playing as this guy who, I think his name, like, so the VVVVV is named after your shipmates. There are 6 guys in your ship, all of whom have names that start with V.
I would kill my own mother and walk over a dead body right now to get something fucking cool.
You want Freezy?
No.
Well, yeah, and so then, with that game, it is...
Or an air conditioner. Yeah.
And so with that game, it's all...
Fine. It's alcohol in the sun here. Yeah. I'm sorry, don't mean to interrupt you.
Well, so with that game, like...
Separate conversation.
It's kind of like a Metroidvania-style thing of, like, you have to, like, go to different areas, you have to, like, search across this entire huge fucking map, and, like, travel to the Zargon Plains and back to be able to get into, like, a one room that's, like, a floor above you.
Let me ask you this. Is this what you look like when you're talking by yourself in your basement when you're doing a podcast? With your arms
I'm just gesticulating all over the place.
You're moving your hands, but you're not looking at us. Yeah, like, when I'm talking to Shax, I'm like looking at Shax, and I'm saying something back and forth to him, and yeah, I'm hands-talking, but... Although I think I probably do the same thing as you, and I hands-talk. I think Canadians just hands-talk more.
I think I do the same thing, too, and I've always been accused of it, but just watching him do this is funny.
Yeah. It's...
I find myself looking at a computer screen that I can't see from here, or I can't read from here while I'm talking most of the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. B, 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 B.
Yeah. Yeah, so Derek says, it'd be hilarious if he killed his mom and stepped over her body, and then someone that said, okay, here's your freezing, he responds, no thanks. It's like, oh, I'm not a fan of orange. Fuck, it is hot here.
Well, it is. I've been trying to fan myself off. With my... You call it what you want. I'm sweaty. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Oh. Canada sucks. It's hot.
Yeah. Thank God you weren't like most Americans. Like, apparently, like, this is something I heard from, like, my mom. When she was a kid, she was, like, out in BC at, like, a... She lived in BC for a while, and then, like, one day, like, a couple times a year, like, a bunch of Americans would come up in the middle of summer, like, on their summer vacation, in, like, full-on winter gear.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, like, British Columbia, said to Derek. He asked, what the fuck is BC? British Columbia. It is our most westerly province, which is the Canadian version of a state.
Okay.
Unless you count territories, and that's just, they're just weird.
Wait, so are you saying that people in British Columbia, west side of Canada,
yeah,
which is our west coast...
Mm.
people were coming from America to Canada in winter clothes.
Yeah, no, like people were like people would fly people from like New York would fly to BC.
Oh, from New York, from the East Coast.
Yeah, they'd fly to BC thinking that, hey, it's Canada, you know, it's gonna be cold all the time, so it's summer vacation. Let's go up somewhere where it's not fucking giant and like fucking huge temperatures.
And so, by the way, Derek, to answer your question, Google Maps.
Yeah.
You can have a map of Canada on your computer in about 10 seconds.
Well, it's interesting to me because like our West Coast, you know, we got California, and I do know like Northern California, Northern California especially has like UK weather, as it's been told to me. Mm-hmm. You know, so for the most part, it doesn't get like the 90 degrees like Los Angeles does or anything like that. But, you know, and then you got your Oregons and Seattles and stuff where they get bad weather, where it's not always nice and sunny. But I gotta assume, your guys' West Coast in Canada, being that Alaska's connected to it, is probably pretty cold. Especially because Alaska's always snowy, right?
Alaska's not so much connected to British Columbia, and when you go to British Columbia, you mostly go to Vancouver, which is in the southern part.
Yeah.
You'd have to go to northern British Columbia before you saw any snow, unless you go up onto the mountains. I'm gonna quickly interrupt to address what Eric said about
Derek.
If you take a baby to BC,
she wants to say something.
Will it become allergic to people speaking French? The French speakers are in Quebec.
And,
as much as people say that we don't, that we are a bilingual country, we hate the French people in our country.
Yeah.
We've said it to Shax so many times that if he goes to Montreal, it's crazy. It's like another country. We don't like to go there.
Yeah, and if you took a baby to BC, you'd probably be more like likely to become allergic to Asians.
Now, we get a lot of Asians in BC. It would make sense for people to bring winter gear to BC in the summer. Because you can go up on the mountains and snowboard.
Okay.
But that's all they brought. They didn't bring any kind of summer gear at all.
Yeah, you gotta bring some summer stuff because there's still summers. What?
There's something very important. BC is the warmest province / territory we have. The coast actually rarely drops below zero, or I guess it rarely drops below freezing. Ever. Once or twice it snows, and then it melts.
Oh, I have a drink there, and I'm not touching it. Can you pass me that?
What the fuck, Bovey?
I forgot! The whiskey must be doing its job!
It's working on me pretty fine.
Okay, so...
About.
Shaq sounded more like he was saying a boot than us.
Yeah.
We don't say a boot. We're not all Newfoundlanders.
It's not a boot. Yeah, I've realized... From anyone... I've met so many people over the internet from Canada that I've never heard anyone call it a boot. But I've heard people call it a boat.
I have to interrupt you, Derek, or like saying the least ignorant person in America. Boom!
Off, man.
I'm getting drunk.
And you guys don't say A at all, which is weird.
Oh,
we say A.
We say A. We just have
to. We don't
say
it as often as you guys think, but we say it.
The most common phrase to say A is, I know A. It doesn't sound obnoxious.
I know, eh?
How's it going?
It's like, eh? We're just like, I know, eh?
How's it going, eh? Is more fluent than, I know, eh?
I know, eh?
I know, eh?
Because, like, to say, like, how's it going, eh? Be like, how's it going, huh? But, I know, huh? So, I know, eh?
Hey, how you doing?
I didn't expect to be such a difference in Canada. Like, I realized coming over here was, it's just, you know, you guys got grass like we got and everything. So, it's a joke when I say that I wanted to be like Candyland when I come over here. I wanted your guys' drawing to be covered in ice cream and lollipops, but... It sucks that you guys don't have a lot of flags.
And so, Tiger Claw says, Canada, also known as America's hat. Well, America, also known as Canada's diaper.
You could say that we're bigger and we're on top, so...
Yeah.
There's a couple different ways of looking at that.
Yeah. If we were in prison, you'd be our bitch.
It's also a very sexy hat that gets America all the ladies.
Of course, America is the ones that have all the power, so when you guys need something, you come knocking on our back door. Hey,
I'm not gonna lie. ever since World War II, our political system is working, so let's... hey, let's become America's bitch. And I'd love to see that change. I'm not going to pretend that it doesn't happen. I'm still going to be a patriotic Canadian, but I'm not going to pretend like we're not America's bitch because we choose to be America's bitch.
And Tiger Claw, Wolverine is in fact Canadian, and so is Deadpool and North Star.
So is Michael J. Fox, and why do I feel like I keep reminding you two of that too much?
Saddest point in my life was when I found out that Michael J. Fox was in a wheelchair. I'm like,
oh my god, when was this?
Years ago. He has Parkinson's, dude.
I know he had Parkinson's, but I didn't know he was in a fucking wheelchair.
Have you not noticed that he stopped doing acting roles and started doing voice acting? That's because he's in a wheelchair.
I didn't notice he started doing voice acting because I don't watch cartoons.
Yeah, and a few years ago, I saw him walking around.
Oh, maybe he doesn't need it all the time. Maybe he got better. But at one point, he was, like, constantly in a wheelchair.
Well, you probably seen him.
He was on
a
TV show this year.
Maybe I'm wrong, or maybe he was in a wheelchair for a while and he managed to have somewhat of a recovery, or maybe I'm totally wrong. I could be totally wrong. I'm kind of drunk.
Yeah. Maybe it was movie role.
Did you get this from the same news source that said Jeff Goldblum was dead?
Was this the same news source you got this from that peanut allergies come from?
Anyways, yeah, I have always loved Michael J. Fox as an actor, and I knew he was Canadian, just like I'm like, I am so proud of Nathan Fillion.
Terry, maybe someone rubbed a wheelchair on his head and he was a baby.
You know, title.
I feel like, my problem with Nathan Fillion, you know, my problem with Castle is in the beginning, in the intro to Castle, there's a scene from one of the shows where he's, like, looking himself in like, a reflection of a window or a mirror or something, and he says, I am ruggedly handsome. He is not ruggedly handsome. Matthew McConaughey is ruggedly handsome.
That's not ruggedly handsome.
That is... Ruggedly handsome is kind of like the handsome. Dirty, greasy, kind of beardy, kind of good-looking...
Nathan Drake.
Okay.
Nathan Drake is really handsome.
Shit, piss, fuck, cuck, cocksucker, motherfucking twat.
Those are the seven dirty words you can't say on television. Are we talking about...
He just said language, guys, and...
Communism.
Russian. Sorry, I felt the...
You just ended it. You killed us.
I felt the way... I felt that he said language, guys. I needed to show that we are a cursing show. There have been warnings. You have been warned. You've been on this podcast with us.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
When did someone say that he even said language? Because I didn't think we said anything.
Weird Nate.
That's Weird Nate. That's Weird Nate. That's
yeah, he's been on this podcast with us.
Weird Nate, come on. You know better than that, right? I mean, you're a huge fan of ours.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Come on. Man.
Oh, you want this show to get gayer, Derek? Then I think David Tennant is the sexiest man in the universe. And that was totally the proper award to give to him.
I think I did say something the other day when we were talking about him, that if he was on top of me wet and naked, I'd fuck my way out of it.
I think that was actually on a podcast.
Yeah. I like David Tennant.
Oh, you know what it was? It was during the summer school commentary or something like that.
It might have been.
But yeah, you said that you'd have to fuck your way up. And I can't help but agree.
And oh my god, if none of you people have seen the movie Summer School, please go watch Summer School. And I brought you guys in on it. What do you guys think? You guys love that movie,
fucking
right?
Awesome, dude.
And yeah, if anyone... I would like to hear other people's opinions on this.
Chainsaw's my homie.
And so
the Weird Nate. Lol, this is radio. This is the fucking internet, dude.
Yeah, there's no radio waves.
Yeah, radio. There's no FCC.
I would like to say, for summer school, I would like to know if anyone here agrees with me. So, like, email me at bovion@deathstorepause.com. I'll get that email back up soon. Comment on the site. Whatever. Message me on the forums. Personal message me. Whatever. Just tell me if you agree with me that a remake with, you should figure out who's playing who, John Barrowman and Steve Carell would work well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me if you agree.
Well, I don't know about the guy, the first guy you mentioned, because I don't know who that is, but, like, yeah, Steve Carell part, yes, definitely.
I've got you watching Doctor Who, and if we watch through season one, or even partway into season one, you'll get it. You'll see it.
I think he's bringing him up right now.
That's John Barrowman.
Oh. Yeah.
And the way he acts is also very similar. Like,
picture of him?
Like,
yeah.
Like, the one point where he's, like, got the eyebrow up, and he's like, come on, guys. It's like, I don't even remember the scene. I think it's, like, when they're telling him that they want more, and he's like, ugh. It's like, oh my god, it's John Barrowman. Get out of my head, you sexy, man.
The quick picture that the dead man just showed me, I'm sorry, chicken soup just showed me chicken noodle. Yeah, I think he could play that part. I think that those are the two main people that you'd want to get in there is him and Steve Carell. Yeah.
As long as you got those two, you would have a decent remake.
Well, I mean, Steve Carell, definitely for the douchebag of the movie. And that guy, yeah, he looks a lot like, what's his name?
Mark Harmon.
Mark Harmon.
He could act it perfectly, too. I can tell you from watching his acting, he could pull it off.
But then who would you get as Kirstie Alley?
Fat Kirstie Alley.
Make it a more realistic high school teacher.
Just walking around, frayed hair, just a huge gun sticking
out.
Sorry,
but I'm thinking of any history or English teacher I've had in high school. That's pretty much them.
Oh, terrifying.
There was one skinny teacher at our high school, and she was, like, terrifying. I mean, terrifying. Because she was, like, a champion fighter.
I'm trying to think of someone that could play her part. I mean, it really doesn't have to be anyone significant. I mean, we're lucky to have two people that look so much like the other two people. I mean...
And can act in the same way. Except, I think Steve Carell would bring a certain element of comedy to that.
Yeah.
That would make it that much funnier.
Well, I mean, if he brought the kind of douchebaggery that he brought with Bruce Almighty, it'd be perfect for that.
Yeah, that would be perfect. And I kind of, I have to say, it would feel more natural. It would feel like a more natural rivalry than what happened in that movie. And I think we'll have to talk about this a lot more on the movies podcast.
Oh,
we will go in depth on this.
Yeah. Oh, but like, well, I think you're what we have something Chris Yale, but what about like Chainsaw?
We'll get the guy that plays Chainsaw again.
He has to be. I'm still in high school, bro.
Yeah, and fuck, who else is there?
See, that's the problem is the high school kids because I mean, who can you get to play as all those people that are well known? Because I mean, for the most part. Those kids, like, I mean, the guy that played his Chainsaw, he also did, like, Ski School, too. You know, he didn't really go on to do anything else. And then you got the one chick who was pregnant who did the Saw movies, you know. But that's all she's really done other than she was in Becker, the TV show, and stuff like that. So, I mean, you could probably get people that are just young actresses and actors to play those parts and probably be fine with it. I mean... That movie mainly hangs on Mark Harmon, the douchebag guy that we don't know who he is, and Kirstie Alley.
And Kirstie Alley is honestly easily replaceable.
Yeah, and then you do have your people like the one dude that was the stripper, who he is in other movies like April Fools, and he was in other kind of like 80 horror movies and stuff like that I've seen. I can't remember any other ones other than April Fools.
Oh, God.
And then you have the chick from According to Jim, and she's been in other movies too. Like I think she was in Revenge of the Nerds Part 2. She wasn't in the first one for sure.
No, she was not.
Yeah. So I mean, she was in the second one. I mean, so you got people that have been in other movies, and you could probably you could probably just get a bunch of people, young actors and actresses that have been in other stuff that's semi recognizable, and be fine with it.
Yeah, it's just, I'm always a bit hesitant when talking about, like, remake shit. So, if this actually happens, I know that everything we do here is going to have absolutely no impact on anything that anyone will do with this movie ever. But on the off chance that something we say here could actually get into a thing.
See, you know, the thing that kind of sucks with remakes is because remakes are always about making it modern. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wish they didn't do that. Like, I seen a movie a couple years ago that was in the 1950s. Like, I think it came out in 1956. I don't remember the name of the movie. But it was around 1956, and it took place around 1956. And this dude went nuts and decided to shoot people with a rifle on top of a, like, a... a water tower and then go to a movie theater and shoot people from behind the movie theater. And he killed his family before he did this. And it was a really interesting movie. And it's like, you know what? I want to see a remake of this movie, but I want the remake to still take place in in the 1950s. And that's one thing that sucks with remakes is remakes are always modernizing the time of the movies also, along with all the actors and everything. And it's like, I would like to see more remakes take place at the same time as the original movie.
People are already saying remakes are just... Say the remakes are what people do when they have absolutely no creative ideas in their head. So then if they just remade the movie verbatim.
I'm not saying verbatim. I'm just talking about the same time and the same plot. I'm not talking about Psycho remake.
I would say that Fright Night modernizing it was a good choice.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, Fright Night, yeah, definitely Fright Night, but that's the thing about the original Fright Night that I felt like hurt is, not only did, it didn't age well. And if a movie doesn't age well, then yes, definitely modernize it because of the aging process that's done to it. Now, a Summer School, for the most part, Summer School is one of those movies for me that is kind of, and a teeter-totter for me because it's very bad with the age. Some of the stuff they say, as if, and other things that they say, some of the clothes they dress in also suck.
The
stuff that happens with it, I love the shades that they had with that look like, curtains. Or not curtains, but yeah.
Okay, so Tiger Claw asks, what about when they do a remake, what about when they do a remake,
Yo, dog!
Make a remake of what?
A remake of a remake, I guess.
By the way, off topic for a moment, but I just realized, despite the fact that I'm a fairly experienced Canadian drinker, Shax is much bigger than me, so he can kind of do better just by scientifically speaking. Scientifically speaking, he could do better than me, because he's got more fat, more blood, more whatever.
But then, so, remake and a remake.
What?
Remaking remakes.
There's tons of movies out there that are remakes of remakes of remakes in concept of a story. Everyone knows a story of, there's something that happened. You get version A, you get version B, and you get version real. And there's tons of stories, cartoons, movies that have all followed that same concept of things that have happened. So, the idea of a remake will never happen. And it'll always go back to the original, right? That's where it always comes from. That's why we have remakes of good movies and not bad movies, is because people see a movie that they love. And they're like, I love this movie so much, I want to be able to tell my version of that story. And there's a possibility that someone could come along and say, I love that version of the remake of that, but it always comes from the original for the most part.
I have to respond to Kaijiro, who says that Summer School has always been a bad movie. I saw it for my first time in 2012. I was born in 1991. I am fairly young for seeing Summer School. I just spilled a bit of drink on myself. I'm totally not drunk, by the way. I saw it for my first time in 2012. I thought it was a decent movie. It wasn't amazing. There were faults to it, but it was funny, and I enjoyed it.
It was entertaining.
For me, it's a classic, to be honest. I love that movie. I love the characters. I love the concept of it. But yeah, there is the faults to it, but...
Everything has its faults, and yeah, I honestly, it's one of those movies that I believe, like Fright Night, it had a great concept, it had a fairly good story, but it wasn't executed the greatest, so it's one of the movies that I think should get a remake, as opposed to remaking movies that were legitimately good.
Yeah, you recently, not long ago, watched RoboCop for the first time.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
And it doesn't need a remake yet, right?
No, it does not.
It holds up well. It has great actors for the most part. It has Peter Weller, but he's playing a robot anyway, so whatever. But Kurt Wood Smith, and what's his name from Reaper, he played as the devil. He's in that.
Ray Wise,
he's in it. I mean, it has a lot of great actors in it, stuff mm-hmm. like that. I mean, it really... RoboCop is not a movie that's outdated enough yet, I don't think, to have a remake.
Yeah, it did have a bit. It did have quite a bit of, like, the 80s future cheese to it.
Right, yes. I mean, that... It was the 80s future cheese, you know, and that's what makes those movies so fucking great is about that with the 80s movies when it comes to that kind of cheese factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, sometimes the cheese can sell the movie.
Yeah, sometimes it can, and RoboCop is one of those ideas. Dude, there's a guy on a TV, every so often you see this, is, I'll buy that for a dollar. Yes. That is so stupid, but it's so fucking funny at the same time.
It's because we always get... It's like in every single movie, we always get in at the end of the joke.
Yeah.
And it's still funny.
Yeah.
Hasn't it come back recently that I'd buy that for a dollar, or wasn't it around for a good long time?
It was.
The only thing I know for it is for RoboCop, but there's a possibility that it probably was born with RoboCop, and from
I'm
there,
sure I've heard it in at least one more movie. And I've heard it in everyday life.
I think they did that stuff in Smash TV, the video game. I think there's times that they would say stuff like that. Or very close to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's that possibility.
Yeah. Fuck, it is hot.
It is. But I'm alright.
I'm getting drunk.
So am I. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I wish I could do a direct comparison, but I can't quite tell. And, like, whereas it seems like spilling my drink makes me seem very drunk, I spill my drinks all the time.
Well, I mean, this
and is, I fuck up my speech all the time. I constantly mess up when I'm speaking. So I always seem more drunk than I am.
And that's the thing. Those are, like, the common things that happen when people are judging someone on how drunk they are. I have two examples. There was one time that I used to go to this bar called Monty's, and the men's line was always ridiculously long. So I would always, I parked in the back in the alley right behind it. So I would go out the front door, go run to my fucking Jeep, and I would fucking take a piss. Or not my Jeep, my SUV. And I'd take a piss, and I'd come around the corner. Now, there's a lip on one of the sidewalk pieces that one time I happened to trip over. I didn't fall down, but I did a nice little trip thing that the guy at the door seen me do, and then he wouldn't allow me back into the bar.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, I'm not drunk. Like, I'm not drunk. I tripped over the side, and he's like, no, and he wouldn't let me back in. Now, there's another situation that happened to me where I just got to the bar. And a bunch of my friends were there already, and they're like, "Ah, get a chair, come on over." So I grab a chair, I lift it over my head, and all the other people's heads are sitting down there to bring it over to sit down. And the bouncer came over, and he's like, "You need to get the fuck out of here." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "I can't have people waving chairs over people's heads and shit." I'm like, "I just got here. I haven't had a drop to drink in." He's like, "No, you need to go now." And he told me to leave. It was either leave or get dragged out of there. And I'm like, fuck!
My brother told me this great story. I don't know if it's actually true, because my brother does tend to exaggerate or make up things. Especially this brother. I'm not going to tell you which brother, because I'm not going to name their names. But not my oldest brother, but the next one down.
Some people that know him know.
Anybody who knows me and knows him and knows that I'm the one working on this website, which is like two... You know who I'm talking about. He told me the story about a couple bouncers at a bar who, for Halloween, were dressed up as Elmo and Cookie Monster. And the one guy decided to be in character all night. And so he walked up to a person who was totally wasted and said, "Elmo thinks you need to leave now." I don't know how true this story is. Like I said, it's from a habitual liar.
Yeah, also, Tire Claws said that he's hoping that the RoboCop remake still has a satire, and mentions that Hugh Laurie has been cast as the CEO of OCP.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that he's been brought in as Dick Jones.
Yeah, I think so.
I now know what I forgot for the movies podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates Band of Misfits.
Pirates Band of Misfits.
Okay.
Which, not only did I get to see for free, I got paid to see this movie.
What?
Yeah, so Well, actually, we don't actually know if Hugh Laurie is going to be Dick Jones, because it says CEO. What was Dick Jones' actual title in the
movie? He was the heavy duty.
Yeah, but there was the guy above him.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, so then, aside from Hugh Laurie, we also have Gary Oldman, who was cast...
Ronnie Cox. That was Dick Jones.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, well, so on top of Hugh Laurie, we also have Gary Oldman, who's been cast as Bob Morton, the guy who made RoboCop.
No shit!
Yeah, Gary fucking Oldman.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong, Gary Oldman's a great actor, but, like, the dude that played as the guy that created RoboCop was...
The guy from Twin Peaks.
Was he in Twin Peaks? I don't remember, but like...
A guy in Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Well, so, and then we also have Samuel L. Jackson in this.
Nope. Stop.
No. As soon as you said RoboCop remake, I was like, no, stop. RoboCop was made before I was born. And I'm like, this movie... Sorry, was it made before I was born? When was it made?
89?
Before I was born. so even I'm like, no, it doesn't need a remake. It's older than me, yeah, but it doesn't need a remake.
No,
I don't care who you say is going to be in it. I don't care.
Yeah,
good movies don't need remakes.
Yeah, so with Tiger Club, with the satire thing, I'm doubting that they're going to be having satire in it, because nowadays, action movies of any kind have to be gritty.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
If you get the right director and the right writers for it, you can get a good action satire movie, especially if it's a remake and they know what the original was all about.
I must say, looking at Total Recall, if you could judge it by actors, if you could judge remakes by actors, which you can't, Colin Farrell, great in the Fright Night remake. Great in the Total Recall remake, but he could never do the consider that a divorce.
Yeah.
That's true. He can't do the voice of Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he's a better actor than Arnold Schwarzenegger, which automatically would make it a better movie.
There's a certain cheesiness to Arnold's acting that is enjoyable in that movie.
You're not going to get any of the suit party, Richter.
I guess so. I mean, you could say that. It's
and
don't listen to me. I'm
and
drunk.
Like, and like what we've talked about in the... And so, Tiger Claw, the bad guy is Kurtwood Smith. So yeah,
he's one of the bad guys. I mean, because you got Ronnie Cox, Kurtwood Smith.
Well, Kurtwood Smith,
Ray Allen,
Ray Wise. Yeah, but like Kurtwood Smith works for Ronnie Cox, but then Ray Wise works for Kurtwood Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Kurtwood Smith was the more antagonistic bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ronnie Cox was the one behind the scenes, controlling everything.
Yeah, Ronnie Cox is the one that disappeared in that movie. the movie with oh my god, I can't remember everyone's name now. The one where they got raped like pigs.
Squeal like a pig.
That movie.
I don't even know what that movie is. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's not worth it.
I know that one line because it has been satirized. Road Eternity, and because I used to watch Kids in the Hall a lot. That was, I think, a Canadian
Deliverance.
Deliverance,
okay. And that is a horrible fucking movie.
Okay, well, so the guy who's directed the new RoboCop movie, Jose Padilla, the only like things I've been able to find for him in terms of like
actual. How are you looking at Wikipedia, not IMDb?
Because this was already open.
Okay.
Well, so yeah, he's worked on The Elite Squad 2, and a documentary called Secrets of the Tribe, and yeah, that's it.
Okay.
See, this sucks because you can't go by any of that bullshit as how good of a director he is compared to a movie he's directing. Like, if he directed something else that was like a remake from the 80s or something, you'd be like, alright, he did that.
Is what an American thing? I need to look back in the chat.
No.
What was referred to as possibly being an American thing? I don't know. I'm not looking at the chat right now. I'm looking at three. No, I'm not going to over-exaggerate my drunkenness. The chat is moving around just very slightly, a millimeter at a time. By the way, millimeter, that is a Canadian thing. That's the metric system.
Yeah, the scientific system.
Like, very slight, about the thickness of a dime at a time it's moving around. So I'm really having trouble focusing on the words. Yeah. And it's hot in here. I'm not sure if that's affecting my drunkenness or if it's because of the fact that I'm trying to keep up with Shax, who is much bigger than me. I'm kind of drunk.
I'm a drinker. Like, everyone I know Anyway, I've met so many people in my life that be like, I can outdrink you, and I'd be like, well, let's try it out, and they can't do it.
So, although I won't say that your size is the only thing, because I have met a guy who's bigger than me. I'm like, I can outdrink you. He's like, no, you can't, and I outdrank him.
Yeah, it's possible.
I need more practice. As time goes on, my alcohol tolerance has gotten higher and higher, and it has taken time. But now it takes a little bit more to get me drunk each time. I think it's more that I've drunk fairly fast tonight. I mean, it's been, what, less than an hour, and I've had I don't know how many drinks.
Well, I don't know. It's like going on 6:30 right now, and we started, like, just before 5. So about an hour and a half-ish, hour and 45
minutes. I've had maybe 4 or 5 drinks.
I haven't counted at all.
And the first one was strong.
The first one was strong.
Yeah.
I'm drunk.
So if there are any other weird, cheesy 80s movies to remake?
What was bad that could be remade? Like,
bad movies that could be remade, Hell Comes to Fucking Frogtown.
I haven't seen it,
Roddy Piper, post-apocalyptic, a world of fucking frogs.
It seems like it seems like a rather niche, a singular... movie genre, but we should do this for a commentary month.
Hell Comes to Frogtown?
No.
80s
movies. Movies that should be remade.
Movies with Roddy Piper.
Oh! Not They Live. That movie's perfect alone.
That movie is great.
Fuck you guys. I'll stab a motherfucker.
They Live that is, should have a remake. Of course, we have to do Summer School again, but I guess we won't. I guess we have to do the original Fright Night, but it's already been remade, so I guess it shouldn't be remade if it's already been remade.
Yeah. Remaking a remake.
Because, I mean, like, I mean, a good one that has already been done is The Hills Has Eyes.
You know what?
That was a great remake. When the
I might piss off a lot of people with this one. What about... Now, it would take a very good director and a very good cast, so do not hate me as soon as I say this. Jaws.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, man. What are you talking about?
Jaws
you
is
say
awesome.
That like the first one was not good.
The first one was fucking amazing.
It was amazing. Good, but it could have used...
No.
No, I'm thinking like a remaker now. Okay, you know what? I was wrong.
You are wrong.
Yeah. You're gonna... It's like, what, are you gonna cast Quinn as some like...
Iraqi veteran? The whole reason why there's not more shark in the first Jaws movie is because they couldn't get it to work. So... Steven Spielberg, the brilliant, brilliant man that he is, was able to make a movie. He was able to make a thriller, scary movie without a shark because they couldn't get it to work.
Yeah. And you know what? You're probably right about that, and I'm probably just being extremely dumb right now while thinking about the fact that we're going to do a commentary about it soon.
Yeah, so Tiger Claw says, how about a remake of Weird Science?
I don't know if that's a good enough concept to make a good
movie. It's an interesting concept. Yeah, like it's not the greatest, but it could stand to be better.
I would say Weird Science is perfect how it is, except for the motorcycle gang always sucked. And if you could remake that without the motorcycle gang being in it or any, I mean, be able to come up with something as a big boom for a movie that's not that crazy, then it'd fine, but I mean, that was kind of like all of a sudden she fucking like bling and they got a motorcycle gang to come into the middle of their party, which is stupid. I've always hated that part of Weird Science.
I've decided what can make Jaws better. If Steven Spielberg came out and openly said the sequels don't exist,
if that's all he has to do for is that just...
that's all he has to do, and then it's fixed. If he does that,
deal. Steven Spielberg, if you listen to this, just please go ahead and go. Come on, say this.
Please just do a simple press release. Tweet it if you have to. The sequels don't exist.
Well, I mean, the second one is not as good as the first one by any length at all. But if I had to choose, if I had to choose between it and the others,
you would of course choose two because they just get more ridiculous as they go.
Yeah, I mean, and it sucks because like three had Dennis Quaid in it. And Dennis Quaid, I love me some Dennis Quaid, but it was just ridiculous. It was 3D. It was the height of the 90s or the 80s, and then four was just outrageously stupid, where Marty Van Peebles got eaten by a shark, but then he shows up there and hey, he didn't eat me all the way, so I'm still alive.
And the shark roars.
Yeah, well, yeah, so, well, yeah, so Zendikor, we'll talk about Weird Science, said that it's a niche movie, wouldn't make that much money. But if you do it wide release, no.
Wait, what?
How many people actually... I don't know how biased I am here because I am younger than some people, but how many people really watched Fright Night?
Yeah.
The original?
The original.
That's hard to say because I've never seen the original.
I'm asking this as a serious question.
Yeah.
To someone who is my senior.
I've never seen the original until I was ready to see the remake. And that was only because I felt like I should watch the original before watching the remake. So I didn't watch it until like last year for the first time.
Honestly, with the remake, I saw the trailer and I'm like, this looks like it'd be pretty cool. Looks like they might revive the vampire. I'm like, I might see it. Let's check out the IMDb page. David Tennant, I'm in!
See, and now like I remember coming to you guys talking about the remake and I remember saying, I love the dude that he got that was the magician type person that was from Vegas. He was so awesome. I loved him in this movie. And you guys were like, that's David Tennant. I didn't know who he was at all
until I saw this off. Movie.
Yeah,
so.
And that was what... Yeah, and
he was wearing leather pants.
But I mean, that all helped. I mean, there's so much to that was so stupid about the original. The original being that it was a TV guy that just happened to be in his town. Where in the remake, he lived in Vegas, and the guy that helped him out was a Vegas actor, you know, for a magic show.
And that
made more sense.
And that was one of the things that really helped sell, like, the modernization of it, because, like...
Yeah.
Because, like, nowadays...
He was like the Chris Angel.
Kaijudo, are you just trying to piss us off or something?
Who?
The first Fright Night being better than the new. I think the new Fright Night is the only remake so far that has been done well.
Ooh, the only one that's done well?
Maybe not. I Am Legend, probably.
I Am Legend was decent. I mean, you'd have to see Omega Man, but I gotta say, I like I Am Legend better.
Well, yeah, so
have you thought of any that maybe I'm not just coming to mind right now?
I don't know. Well, Tiger Claw said...
Yeah, I don't know.
Tiger Claw, I did not know that they're gonna be releasing Jurassic Park in 3D next year.
Releasing in 3D is just bullshit.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
And also, that's a movie that should not be remade. A movie that should be remade. Here's the criteria. It's a good concept that got executed poorly.
Yep.
That's it. Those
that's
two.
It. That's it. That's
those
all
two criteria. As long as it meets those two criteria,
I mean, okay,
then it
look,
can make a good remake.
How comes to Frog Town? Roddy Piper is the only man left in the world with sperm and a high sperm count. He needs to impregnate women to boast the human population. Where do they find women at? Frogtown. They got to go to Frogtown to get women for him to have sex with them. And there are like human mutated frogs. Which back then, with the you know, obviously they didn't have, you know, anything what we do now of
special effects.
Special effects. So it was just people in frog suits and they look kind of stupid. Where now you can CGI all those frogs and it'll look a lot better. And it's a good concept of you gotta have Roddy Piper have a small part in that.
Yeah. Well, so Zendikor wants to remake a Real Genius.
Toverbrink,
no,
I believe
no, fuck
I,
you. Real Genius is perfect how it is.
By the way, Toverbrink, I think I watched Cabin in the Woods in 2D. It was
no,
good.
We watched it in
3D. We watched the Avengers in 3D.
I watched Cabin in the Woods in 2D. It was good.
It was good at duty. Honestly, it was a great movie.
It's like 3D.
Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah.
Why would it need 3D other than maybe stuff I don't want to know about?
Yeah, like Cabin in the... Like, 3D doesn't make movies better.
What, will the Extendabong stick out more?
But how...
I love the Extendabong. I want to find a real one.
Yeah, but like the Extendabong, it wasn't like he extended it into the screen. It was like...
And even if he would have, that would have been stupid.
Yeah, it's...
What you told me about, okay, like, look, I've seen, to go back to Fright Night remake, from what you told me about of the 3D version of that, and I did not see a 3D version of that, but where you said that, like, the people turn to ash in 3D, that is brilliant to me. That is
it was
the most brilliant way to do 3D.
There was one scene where the 3D was chasing that movie, and that's where he catches the arrow. And I'm sorry,
that's
you,
still plays.
That's
still
not that's not
cool.
A spoiler. You saw it in the trailer. He catches the arrow, and it sticks out, and it looks cheesy. But otherwise, the ash effect in 3D was great.
That sounds... the ash effect sounds brilliant to me. And I gotta say, the scene where he catches the arrow... place for me.
Like, it's not that's too not bad. Too it's a little all. Bit janky. It's a little bit cheesy. It's a little bit play for 3D. But mostly, it's alright.
I gotta say it's alright. I mean, I haven't seen it in 3D, but... it sounds good to me.
Alright, I have to go pee again. I think I have broken the seal.
Yeah, and so... yeah. It's 6:30, so... because we're gonna end the show there. So,
as always... oh, I will stay here for the outro, then.
Yeah, so, as always...
what do you mean? It's only 6:30. We got another half hour.
No, let's stop here. Honestly, I'm kind of getting drunk, so...
yeah, so, as always, you can follow us on Twitter, at DeathRollProds. I am at Deadman_DDProds. We have at Bobiwan and at Fuckshax. Please, subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us some reviews. Let us know what you want to see more of, less of, shit like that. Subscribe to the RSS. Like, go to the site, DeathRollProds.com, and please... let us know stuff. Like, we want to make these things better. We do a bunch of these shows. We want to make them better for you guys. But we can't really do it unless you tell us what you think, what you guys want to improve on, what you guys want us to improve on. So please, just let us know. Comments, Twitter, forums, everything. And, yeah, so, we also have our Indiegogo at deathstoreprods.com/Indiegogo. I'll be putting that link in the chat. But, yeah, we have... like, we want to make everything we do better. We want to, like, start producing more shit. We want to start producing more quality content. We want to start producing better quality content. And we want to start, like, doing more video stuff. But, unfortunately, with the resources we have now, we can't do that. So, please, there are 3 days left. The Indiegogo closes on June 20th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time. I'm pretty sure that's, like, just shy of 3 a.m., so it's 2:59 in Eastern time. So please just contribute anything you can. It'll really help us out. And it'll probably make this better. Not making any guarantees, but you never know.
Well, normally we won't be all three of us in the same room trying to record on the same mic at the same time.
Yeah, so that'll be better.
That'll be better anyways.
But yeah, so please. Really need your help with this, guys. But yeah, so be sure to come back on Tuesday for the Video Games Podcast. We got anime on Thursday. And then we have our commentary track for Jaws going on Friday.
Don't we have to do video games this week, too?
I said video games.
Yeah, video games. We have to do video games, and we have to do our commentary track, and you don't have to worry about anime, because you don't do anime.
Yeah.
I should just sit in as a guest guy, anyway.
Well, yeah, so, until next time, I'm Dead.
I'm Bobiwan.
I'm Shax, and if you donate $1,000 to us, I will tattoo anything you want on my body. Not my face, though.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye soon.